On today's episode, I'm honored to have Dan Moriarty, who's not only a good friend, but an expert in a field that I'm highly interested in called adaptogens.
Nutrition Business Today.
Nutrition Business Today.
Nutrition Business Today.
The facts, fiction, and future of nutrition with Tom Arts, co-founder of Nutrition Business Journal and managing director of Nutrition Business Advisors. Now here's the creator and host of Nutrition Business Today, Tom Arts.
Dan founded a company called Sunhorse Energy, which is how I first met him. Sunhorse Energy is committed to sourcing and providing the highest quality organic adaptogens from around the world, bringing nature's most effective metabolic warriors to his own lab in Encinitas, California. He handcrafts these adaptogenic formulas and, quite frankly, makes some of the most exciting and interesting and efficacious formulas that I've ever experienced in my 25 years in this industry. Dan chose this class of herbs to study because of their broad spectrum and non-toxic healing properties, their ability to help people adapt to physical, emotional, environmental stressors. And Dan has decided to make this his life's journey and contribution to people's health. I think he came around this from an honest way because I think his mother was an herbologist, but we'll hear about that shortly. But before we get there, here are some of the top news developments in the nutrition business.
I was intrigued to see this morning that some significant research had been published on the cholesterol-lowering effects of beta-glucans, which are found in oats. I was even more intrigued to read that this study was published by Pepsi. When I think about Pepsi, it reminds me of sugary sodas and potato chips. The antithesis of our industry, which focuses on helping people get away from junk food. Yet, Pepsi funded a study that showed a beta-glucan drink can significantly lower cholesterol. Tom's been around some of the executives at Pepsi, and I believe that they have even attended some of our events, such as Nutrition Capital Network, which is where investors such as Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Nestle, etc., are in the back of the room watching startup companies with better-for-you snack, supplement, or beverage businesses present their companies for investment or acquisition. So I really wonder what Pepsi is up to with this research on beta-glucans. A couple of years ago, they acquired SodaStream. But besides that, they haven't made any other notable acquisitions that would take them towards the healthier sides of things. Another very exciting announcement from Nordstrom, who is launching a retail product with Viome Life Sciences for an at-home health kit. If you're wandering inside of Nordstrom in 2022, you may stumble upon Viome's product, which is intended to test the gut health of your microbiome via a stool test. The journalist was joking about Nordstrom's generous return policy and hoping nobody attempts to bring back a used kit. Anyways, this is a partnership I never saw coming. In 2017, David Asprey called Viome the most exciting new data set of the human body. But the reality is that the business of selling test kits has been less than exciting. We know Viome has been struggling because the product is so expensive, and maybe this Nordstrom deal is going to get some more customers. Last but not least, Bettera Wellness, one of the fastest growing gummy manufacturers, is now owned by Catalent. This should matter to you because Catalent has been a pioneer of innovation in our industry, and their disruptive technology was inventing soft gels. Bettera Wellness wasn't just in the right place at the right time. They've been making products that everyone wants to buy right now, such as 100% sugar-free gummies that are vegan and naturally flavored. The innovation that is to come with Catalent's out-of-the-box thinking and now ownership of 4 or 5 large manufacturing plants is something to keep an eye on. That's all for this week's news. Right after this short break, we'll be getting to today's interview with our host, Tom Arts, and our guest, Dan Moriarty.
Strategic and capital connections to improve your business. We help our clients by facilitating strategic relationships throughout the industry, conducting custom market research projects, such as the size and the trends of the astaxanthin supplement market, and portfolio analysis, business planning, and competitive landscaping to help prepare your business for sale or investment. To hear more about our services or get in touch, visit nutritionbusinessadvisors.com. That's nutritionbusinessadvisors.com.
Welcome back. This is Nutrition Business Today. I'm Tom Arts. Today, we are talking to Dan Moriarty, as I said earlier. And I had the pleasure of meeting Dan, I think close to 7 or 8 years ago, through a mutual friend of mine, Dr. Tom O'Brien. I immediately saw in Dan an interesting and sort of genius-like ability to create formulas around this class of herbs called adaptogens. So Dan, I'd like to welcome you to my podcast.
Thank you, Tom. It's a great pleasure to be on your podcast. And I must say, it's inspirational to be sitting where I'm sitting right here in Guanacaste province in Costa Rica, looking out at some of the biggest expansive jungle that hasn't been, you know, just tore up.
Or isn't this a great place to do a podcast?
This is the best. I mean, this is bringing me back to my roots, really, in ways that I don't even think you realize. But, you know, it's just, it's really special. I really appreciate this opportunity. So, ask me whatever you'd like, or if you want me to tell you.
Let's start at the beginning. I don't want to go all the way back because we only have about 20 minutes here, but tell me how you got into adaptogens. And I know you, your family and your mom helped you do that. And you grew up in San Diego, but tell us how you grew up and learned about this incredible area of herbology.
Well, okay, I will tell you that. My mom was an herbalist. She took care of our family with herbal medicines. I just grew up like that. So for me, it was normal. We lived in Point Loma. My mom's Hungarian. Her mother also from Hungary, Hungarian. And they're herbalists. They know what they're doing. And that to them was medicine. And remembering that more than 100 years ago, all medicines or most medicines were plant-based, you know, so we're coming from an era there with my grandmother and my mother that, you know, all medicines in general had a plant-based formula of some sort. So that didn't really interest me. I mean, what young surfer dude cares about what their parents do anyway? I mean, so honestly, I wasn't paying much attention, I have to tell you, until I was doing a surf trip down to the tropics. I was down in Jalisco, Mexico, many years ago. And I was down there with my girlfriend and we were surfing some epic waves. And we were on our way down to Oaxaca to surf Puerto Escondido way before the surfing hadn't really hit Puerto really back in the 70s. This was the early 70s. And so along the way, I'm in Jalisco and lo and behold, I get stung by a scorpion, which happened to be a very deadly scorpion. It was a Centroides sculpturus was the actual genus. And it kills lots of people in that part of the world. And for me, it immediately shut my lungs down. I mean, within minutes, I couldn't breathe. I had an anaphylactic reaction that was quite significant. And, you know, I was on a surf camp in the middle of nowhere. There was not a doctor anywhere nearby. We were 30 miles from a smallest little town, and it was just not looking good. But fortunately, the fisherman friend that we had known there and was happened to be sleeping in our camp because he didn't want to walk through the jungle to get home, knew of a little Huichol native who he just figured had some knowledge, and he just ran as fast as he could and got him. And the guy came to the camp. He made some little water decoction of an herb. And I was really having trouble surviving. I mean, I was one breath at a time. I just couldn't really get a breath. Felt like an elephant was sitting on me and I couldn't even see much. And for some reason, this guy just appears in my vision, pokes this hot little bowl of liquid into my face. And somehow, I don't know how I managed to do it, but I managed to drink it. And within minutes, Tom, it was amazing. And within minutes, I could just breathe. I could take a big breath. It felt like a giant weight had got lifted off my chest.
Wow.
Well, what does that have to do with anything? Well, all of a sudden, I realized that I probably wasted a good, 16 years of probably learning something from my mom. But I had this overwhelming desire to find out what that plant was, and then also to show it to my mom and try to figure out what in the world had just happened to me, And so I did find out what the plant was, and I brought it back to the modern world, and it became the inspiration for some pretty powerful.
What was the herb, by the way?
Well, it's called Meconia huaco.
Okay.
And that's the actual native name of it. Huaco is the native name.
And that's an adaptogenic herb?
Well, no, it is not. This is just what happened. It's not an adaptogenic, but that herb has about 9% by weight of a substance called coumarin. And coumarin is the natural stuff of which they get the inspiration to make Coumadin, which is a heart blood thinner, heart medication, blood thinner. And warfarin is also another drug that is made from that same inspirational drug. And so that was in that plant. But in addition to this powerful anticoagulant blood thinning effect, it has the most powerful non-steroidal bronchodilator ever discovered in a plant. Very complex. It was never really developed into a lung medicine. medication, but that's the part that saved my life, that lung stuff. And so, you know, I found this out, didn't really glean any money from it, I got to tell you. Although I think, I don't know what the market cap for Coumadin and Warfarin are, but it's pretty big. But my mom was not pleased that I showed it to, you know, the bio, you know, the bio nutraceutical people that I did when I got back to San Diego. She wasn't really happy with me doing that. So I tried to avoid that for the rest of my career.
Got it.
But at any rate, that got me interested in herbs. And my mom asked me to, you know, if I really wanted to do it, I had to do it her way. And her way was quite extensive. I won't go into that. But make a long story short, she asked me to pick a class of herbs to specialize in.
And you chose adaptogens?
Well, I chose the only herb I really knew myself. Now, just because your mom's an herbalist doesn't mean you're going to be an herbalist.
Right.
You know? So the only herb I really knew at the time, aside from Waco, which I just ran into, but aside or prior to that, the only herb I really knew personally, I mean, when I say no, I mean really what it does to me and my body, was ginseng. And I had been in the habit of doing martial arts and training and surfing and staying in real good shape. And I had learned that ginseng was something that I really liked, and I was willing to spend the money on it. It was quite expensive. And so that herb was the one I knew. So I told my mom, hey, what about ginseng? And she is the one that told me, well, you've landed on an herb that belongs in a class. The class is known as adaptogenic herbs. It's an Eastern European, I mean, known class of herbs in Eastern Europe and Russia. It was actually coined and discovered in Russia. And so she said
a lot of the Olympic athletes in the 80s.
Yeah, way back when. But it was, you know, we're talking even prior to the Second World War. This goes back to really a long time ago, back before the Second World War. So anyway, make a long story short, I learned how to begin to formulate herbs and herbal formulations starting at that point. Picking that one herb, which happened to be an adaptogen. And an adaptogen, basically, I don't know if our audience is...
No, let's...
They might have heard the name.
Explain that to me, like, as the movie Philadelphia says, like, well, I'm a four-year-old.
Okay. So an adaptogen, in the broadest sense, is a tonic herb. So all adaptogens are tonics, but not all tonics are adaptogens. So that's kind of funny. So an adaptogen has three components. The primary component is that it's non-toxic. And when I say that, I mean, you can eat large quantities of it really without really any toxic effects. And so for the most part, you know, it's non-toxic. That's the first thing. The second and really, really important thing is that adaptogens work at the cellular level. They actually help each individual cell resist stressors and even environmental stressors. And they've actually tried to kill cells with the peroxide or oxidants. And then they've applied adaptogens to the solution. And they found that the cells could survive much higher levels of oxidative stress and death just by the addition of this adaptogen in its environment. So they really work at the cellular level, and they help the cell survive high stress. It also helps organisms and humans and animals, also same as animals and people. It helps us to have a lower stress response to stress. So if we have a very high stress response, you know, our adrenals are going off like electric jalapenos, we're pumping all kinds of hormones and chemicals around in our body that we make ourselves. But a lower stress response is much better. When we still have to have a stress response, but it's got to be lower, much more sustainable. Okay, so that's the second component. The third component is that adaptogens, and this is very interesting, they're bi-directional. That means, Tom, that adaptogens can either pick up or elevate the function of a sluggish system or organ, or they can slow down or depress.
So the same adaptogen.
The same adaptogen.
Do like get you more energy or get you chilled?
It can do what it needs to do. It has an innate effect on the body, so that if your body is running too hot, too high, pumping out cortisol all the time, you're just stressed all the time, it will definitely bring you down. But if you're, on the other hand, kind of sluggish, can't seem to get up in the morning, can't get the cortisol moving, can't really get functional, it's going to pick you up. The same herb acts differently on different people based on the different conditions that they're experiencing. And I've seen it with horses. Wow. I mean, horses, you know, you've got some horses that are
less placebo effect.
Really, well, they don't know what you're giving them. I mean, I'll tell you, I've tested tested them on animals that were so sensitive and flighty, you could barely ride them, and it would just calm them down. And you could just ride them. It was like the best day you ever had on the animal. And other horses that are just plodding along and you end up kicking them all the time, trying to get them to go, all of a sudden they feel like a completely new animal. You're like, hey, this thing's got some energy today, you know? So I've seen this work on animals and it works the same on people.
Can you name a couple of the common adaptogens? Because I know you go way deep, and we'll go deep in a second.
Yeah,
and name some of the ones.
I just named one a little while ago, which was ginseng, Panax ginseng.
I've heard of rhodiola.
Rhodiola is definitely one. Okay. And Eurythococcus centicosus, which is the Siberian ginseng, that's also a very classic one. So that's like, think of Eleuthero, a Siberian ginseng, which is not an actual ginseng. It's a plant that they call Siberian ginseng. Then there's, you know, your rhodiola, your Schisandra chinensis, very good one. The Rapponticum, one of my favorites from the far Siberian region, is Rapponticum carthamoides. And that is an amazing plant. I mean, the marl deer come way out of their normal, like, forested areas and go way up on the mountains and expose themselves to predators and just to dig this root up. And when they dig this root, they get really, really frisky and they start, you know, they start mating and having babies eventually. And the natives kind of watch this, you know, these deer go up there, dig this root
so
up.
So adaptogen also, if you have low sex drive, adaptogen
it's gonna
give
help
you higher sex
drive. It's going to help a lot because let's face it, you know, a healthy organism, if you're a healthy organism, wants to make more healthy organisms.
Right.
That's a natural function. But these deer would do this, and these people up that live up in the Siberian area, they would watch this and go, you know what, these deer, you know, maybe they got something going on. So they started taking this Rapponticum. They named it after the deer, the marl root. The marl deer is actually the deer that sort of discovered it. And then the people were living there and they discovered it by watching, which is often what happens with herbs. People watch animals and then they learn something from that. So anyway, those are some really classics. And so,
how many are there?
I'll give that.
Tons,
right? There are not an eternal number, but they do exist on almost every continent except for Antarctica, of course. No plants down there yet. Maybe with global warming, might get some plants. Hope not. But at any rate, they exist on every continent. And so, what I have pretty much dedicated over 40 years of my life to is discovering the adaptogens that exist on various continents and various biomes and are used by various indigenous groups. I've learned a lot about them, and I've learned how to combine them in such a way that I call resonance formulation in the broadest sense, which means it, and this is what my mom was trying to teach me, is that herbs need to go together in a specific way. And so when you see
synergy, right?
Yeah, well, it is. But you think about an herbalist, let's say a medicine man, let's say a shaman, a medicine man in a jungle somewhere, you know, we just pick a place, you know, just name like Costa Rica here. There's not, you know, an endless amount of herbs. What they learn to do is make many, many different formulas and things, medicinal prescriptions, you might say, from just a very, you know, limited number of plants. It's the way they combine them in the order and the direction and the heat of which, you know, the extraction processes, all these things matter. So they can take, you know, a handful of herbs and make many, many more formulas out of those things. And so that's just an example. So what I learned to do was take this one class of herbs, which is adaptogens. I learned to find the herbs from every continent where they exist, learned how the people use them, and then use my mom's methodology of resonance formulation. And then I took it to the level of where it now is a global, which means I take these herbs from all over the world. It's now a global resonance formulation. So this, you know, this has, it may go a little deep for some people, but when a plant is picked from whatever area it exists in the world and you bring it anywhere you want, it has like a resonant, like memory signature from that area. It carries some of the power of the land, the soil, the air, the environment from where it was grown. Does that make sense to
you?
Yeah, it does. And so the body, you know, we work at all different levels and our cells are basically experiencing things at really the quantum level. So we really don't understand how this frequential information is carried within a physical structure like a plant active ingredient. But the fact that it exists and does happen is indisputable. So basically I have designed our formulas, which are called global resonance formulation, to take advantage of this synergy that my mom taught me how to do. And I had to learn and perfect over 4 years.
I want to get an example of one of those formulas, but let's take one step back and then we'll have to take a break and we'll come back.
Sure.
But, so you formed a company to develop these global resonant adaptogens from all over the world, put them into formulas and products for people's needs. And the company's called Sunhorse Energy. Just tell me a little bit about what's the mission of Sunhorse Energy and what you're doing there. And then give us a specific example of how you did what you just explained.
I will tell
with
you.
One product and how that product came together. And then we'll take
you.
A break.
I'll tell you. So Sunhorse Energy was basically brought into existence to bring to people the knowledge that is multi-generational and goes back, you could say, many generations, and bring this ancient knowledge, which has been medicine for people for thousands of years. And when you look at the healthiest people that exist on the earth, they live in blue zones around the world, and they live in other places that are not blue zones, but they live a very good life. They get past childhood. They actually live longer than modern people in our society. And so basically, I decided to bring those kind of formulas and those kind of plant based remedies to people in a general sense, in a modern format, with products that have good, solid stability, shelf life, that are ultimately the highest quality herbs and herbal formulations that I can do with 40 plus years of experience.
How many products do you have?
Well, we have a number of products, but on our site at on almost any given
what's
time,
the site? You can
at sunhorseenergy.com. Uh-huh. You'll see over a dozen formulas.
Okay.
And of which are, you know, we add formulas as we need to. And we have some formulas that are not on that site just based on distribution agreements and, you know, things that we've made so people can, you know, produce sales in their lines. I sometimes don't market my own formula if someone else takes it.
So but I was first introduced to you, there was a product that I took, which was your general adaptogenic formula, which became the Mojo formula for men. But why don't we talk about another one that I like a lot, and then we'll take a break after this. But I love your product called Fog Cutter. You know, I have been known to be a little distracted. I've noticed that when I took Fog Cutter, and I took it right before this interview, by the way,
okay.
It really helps me just zero in and focus.
Right.
Just tell us about, without the secret, don't give us any secrets, well, why'd you create Fog Cutter? Why does it work so
well? I'll give you a secret. I mean, this is a freebie here if you want to talk about secrets. Okay. So Fog Cutter, of course, is a global resonance formulation. It uses this global resonance formula adaptogens from around the world. In addition to that, it's a binary formula. So it basically has two sides to it.
Right.
I have it right here. Good. And so basically what it means is I have learned, this is the most exciting part of our business and my most exciting thing that I've discovered in the last 10 years is I've learned how to take target molecules, meaning a molecule of a plant that may not be an adaptogen, and put it in the train of adaptogens. And it becomes like putting a spear tip on a handle. If you just throw the spear tip all by itself, it does not have the direction, the aimability, or the impact force or the penetration as if you put a handle on the spear tip and throw it. And so the adaptogens seem to prime the body's cells in such a way that now the formula has this drive and this power and this biological and this systemic, you know, effect. It has the ability to penetrate and really, really have a great physiological effect on the body. So Fog Cutter is one of those binary formulas. And so it has some of my favorite adaptogens, which we use in many of our formulas, the jiaogulan, it has the maca, it has the American ginseng, it has the Shisandra, it has the reishi, you know, it has the Asian licorice, you know, it has the catawba, and it has the ashwagandha, you know, and then we get into the baikalin, you know, then we start to look at the binary part of the formula. This was a difficult formula to do because it has to work by certain standards that we have, that is IP, we won't talk about that, but it has to work according to resonance formulation rules. And so the second part of this thing is like the Gota Cola, the holy basil, the water hyssop, the lion's mane, the caterpillar, cordyceps fungus, you know, the maidenhair, And then the actual little bit of encouragement we get from this, the tropical guaranine from the guarana, the noto ginseng, these are things that are on the other binary side, the other side of the binary formula. So Fog Cutter has proven to be a game changer for people that are suffering from some form of cognitive impairment, whatever the reason. And what it
more does, and more people are. What,
yeah, there's a lot of people
even
that
from COVID-19.
Oh, absolutely. And just the stresses and everything of just living through COVID. Forget it, even if you don't have COVID. But
I'm going to try some right now.
Yeah, go right ahead. Just stick.
How many pumps?
I would say three. Don't do more than three right now. Okay. And so, you know, it's a wonderful formula, Tom. And what it does, let's just be specific here. What it does is it increases microcirculation in the brain. Okay. It really, it's an amazing thing that it does that.
Blood to the brain.
It lowers inflammation throughout the brain, which, you know, the brain does not like inflammation.
No, we learned about that from Tom.
It really doesn't. You know, the brain is not happy when it's inflamed. Okay. And then it basically is giving the brain this cellular encouragement, which the adaptogen, when they cross the blood brain barrier, they give every cell in the brain the ability to actually be more than they were before. So, you know, you're really looking at neurogenesis, you're looking at mitogenesis, you're looking at the additional abilities of the brain to develop new neural networks. And so it's had some remarkable effects on people, things that are hard to believe. I mean, people's vision gets better, amongst other things. And I mean, people that have had like traumatic brain injuries with actual brain loss, brain bleeds, and they've been on total disability have had some really, really great recuperative effects long after the injury, which I find really, really amazing. But just for the average person, suffice it to say that it's a neuroprotective and it's a cognitive enhancing formula. And it's the best that I can do in this respect at this time. And we always try harder at Sunhorse to keep our formula evolving. If I can figure a way to make it better, I will change the formula. But for now, I really can't do better than that right now. It's a wonderful formula. I take it myself. I know many, many, many people that do that really won't live without it. They buy 6 months at a time because they're afraid I'm going to run out, which I'm not going to run out.
Right.
But for some reason, they get stressed out.
Right.
Maybe because it's COVID or something.
Yeah. So let's take a break there and come back. When I come back, Dan, I want to talk to you about the business side a little bit, about how hard has it been to sell these adaptogens? What does it cost? It sounds like it's an expensive product. And what are the challenges and successes you've had of trying to create a business around these adaptogens? And then we'll go into some more fun stuff like CBD.
They call it the Wall Street Journal of our industry. Whether you're looking to give your team the tools they need to become industry experts, or simply looking to understand the trends and latest developments in the health and wellness space, Nutrition Business Journal is where to look. NBJ releases 10 trusted reports per year, such as the Personalized Nutrition Report, the Sports Nutrition Report, and the Sales Channel Report. This is where you'll find detailed data on the sales, growth, and market trends within various categories. They also have a bi-weekly newsletter called NBJ Analyst Take, and you can start by subscribing there for some free charts and graphs. Visit NutritionBusinessJournal.com and click Newsletter to get started.
Welcome back. This is Nutrition Business Today. I'm Tom Arts, and today we're talking to Dan Moriarty, the founder and CEO of Sunhorse Energy and one of the world's experts by far on the field of adaptogens and adaptogenic herbs. Dan, it's great to have you back. Thanks for all the wonderful information in the first part of our podcast. Let's pick up where we left off on Fog Cutter.
Sure.
Let's switch a little bit to the business side, because you're a businessman and a product formulator and you run a company.
Right.
How hard has it been to sell these adaptogens? Because when you start talking about them, at the end of the day, people just want to fix their lungs. They want to fix their heart. They want to fix their brain. They don't really care about the 19 things you put in there. From a business perspective, what have been the biggest challenges to getting the word about adaptogens out and becoming a multi-million dollar company?
Well, you've hit on a few parts of it right there. You know, like, you have to remember that in our world, our Western world, every product that we have gotten to people as the general public is the product of, it has went through so many like stages. And one of the biggest things that it has to do, it has to like meet, you know, it has to meet a market price, you know, it has to meet a specific price. And then, you know, because the way distribution channels are in our world, you know, something that costs 20 cents, you know, on the cost of goods end on the bottom, you know, is going to turn into $2 to $4 on the finished product. So basically, most people are used to receiving products that cost a lot, but they're really not a lot of, you know, there's not a lot in them. You know what I mean? I hate to say it. I don't know how the proper like way to say that, but there's just, you, if for something to work, it has to be made of something real, and it has to be high quality, and it has to be enough of it. It has to be done right. And this I know. And so, you know, when you design a product, when the finish point is a dollar figure, you're not doing the right thing. So Sunhorse doesn't work like that. Sunhorse, we make a product with a specific target in mind, like we mentioned Fog Cutter, which neuroprotective cognitive enhancement.
And if it costs a lot to make, you're gonna charge a lot.
In other words, it's like German cars, you know, like, right. let's talk about German cars.
Or Tesla.
For a second. Well, no, let's talk about German cars. Okay, a Volkswagen Jetta, right? It's a German car,
yeah.
Right? A Mercedes, an S-Class Mercedes, it's a German car.
BMW.
A BMW, like an M-Class BMW. Now, what would someone say if you walked onto the lot, a Mercedes lot, and you saw the AMG or you saw the highest-end S-Class Mercedes, and you said, I want it, I'll take it right now, but I only want to pay what the cost of that Volkswagen Jetta is there. What do you think the guy would tell you?
Yeah, he'd say, see you later.
He'd say, see you later. And you're like, well, wait a minute. They both have four tires. They both have four doors and they're both made in Germany. What's the difference? Well, the guy would go in and he would try to explain it to you. But if he had to waste more than a minute, he'd just show you the door. So the point is to really do what our formulas do, we have to put the real stuff in. We cannot have a dollar sign be the ultimate arbiter of what the formula is all about. And so the point being is that we don't have these massive multipliers built into our company's formula. We don't have like 20x, 10x. We can't just give it to a distributor and they're going to make 10x. It just doesn't work like that. So Sunhorse has had to do this the old, good old fashioned way ourselves, which really limits the reach we might have, you know, in the big world out there. So something like this, I really appreciate because people get to hear about it. But what they are absolutely going to get is they will get the finest product that 45 years of dedication can produce. And that I guarantee. And they will also get the Sunhorse guarantee that if any product they ever get from Sunhorse does not work for them, they get their money back, period. I don't want anybody being unhappy with what we produce. It's just that simple. And so that those two things have made Sunhorse happen. And there are bigger companies, much bigger than mine, who recognize what Sunhorse is about. And they buy our product, they buy what I do, and they repackage it slightly. We don't do white label, we do co-brands. And if it was appropriate, I'll let you mention those co-brands because I don't know if it's appropriate.
Yeah, sure. One of them is a company called Quicksilver Scientific out of Colorado. Dr. Chris Shade has taken your adaptogens in a bulk form and put them into some of his more popular products called Nano Mojo and Ultimate Energy and things like that, that he's put a liposomal
shell in it.
Yeah. But I mean,
it's a delivery system.
But he didn't cheapen it too much. He just made it into
he didn't cheapen it. He put it into
and it's a co-branded.
He put it into a liposome. And Dr. Shade and I, we collaborated on this. He's a wonderful guy. He knows exactly what he's doing with liposomes. He has many, many products that are liposomal. And so initially he did not think that Sunhorse could be put into a liposome because it took him a number of years to put a product of his called Dr. Shade's Number 9 Bitters, which has about 7 herbs in it, I believe. I don't know the exact number, but I think it's around 7.
But he figured it out.
And it took him a long time to do that because there are so many parameters that have to be met to go into a unilaminar liposome of approximately 40 nanometers to 60 nanometers. So it's a very, very tight set of actual parameters. And yet it just seemed like peanut butter and chocolate, you know? In other words, when we got together.
So with the right partner, you're willing to do some co-branding, as long as you have some control over the
Can't change the formula, and they cannot, you know, there's just no degrading.
You sound like
formula.
A fine winemaker. Don't fuck with my wine.
I can't, in deference to my mom and our family history and myself in general, and just our company's whole philosophy, we're not going to denigrate our product for money. It's just, we're just not going to do it.
Right.
Okay. But that doesn't mean people can't have Sunhorse. Our products have scaled beautifully. We have growing production. The COVID has, unfortunately, you know, for everybody, it's been terrible, but you know, it has brought people to awareness of their health and how important it is to maintain their health. And
has COVID hurt you as a business or helped you?
I would say not. It's simply because I just mentioned that people are realizing at some level that, hey, the health system, we don't want to land there. We want to take care of this preemptively, be a prophylactic treatment of things way before they become a chronic illness, you know, and that is exactly what the Sunhorse health system is all about. We have a number of products that basically focus on cellular functionality, on intracellular communication, on reducing inflammation throughout the systems, on balancing all of our SAS and HPA axis in various systems throughout our system. And then all these balancing and various functionalities that the herbs can elicit, package them in formulas that are easy to take, that will last from 25 days to a month.
What form do people take them in? Liquid pumps?
Well, most of our core pills? Formulas are liquids. Okay. They're very, very high level emulsions that are very, there's no funny business. There's no artificial junk in them at all. It's just really, really straightforward, solid work. And it's a fully conformed formula with incredible stability. And then we do have some dry formulas that have been hugely popular through the COVID. Issues.
Dry meaning in capsules.
Meaning in capsules. Yes, okay. these are combined dry formulas. Once again, our herb sourcing is emphasis on quality and purity. We third party test everything.
I see the one of them that you have here is lung support. So
the lung
COVID-19 has really impacted people's lungs. Without breaking any laws here about claims around COVID, but
no.
You know, you can be a little provocative. I mean, have any of your products helped people with COVID?
Well, let's put it this way.
We just
mentioned, okay, people respond to COVID differently. Are we in agreement there?
Yes.
Not everybody dies of COVID. No. Not everybody gets sick of COVID.
Right.
Some people don't even
know couples where
some people don't even
know
they have COVID, and other people are deathly ill and on a ventilator. So what is the difference? Why the different outcomes here? People are different, and their immune systems are responding to a novel virus in a different way. If the innate immune system responds correctly and deals with it on the front end, then the adaptive, we don't really have any antibodies for this thing. So the adaptive system, you know, by the time that has to kick in, usually the virus has really taken over at some point to a great degree. So the lung support, since you pointed at it, it contains some pretty amazing stuff.
I just want to know
what it does.
Have you noticed any helping people?
People are taking it. Well, maybe simply because it says lung support on it.
Right.
That's the name of the product. Okay. So, but aside from that, it's designed by me to actually do what it says, support the lungs. So, you know, we need to do that on the front end. If we don't get, okay, let's put it this way. We can probably process 6 or 7 liters in a breath if we were a super athlete, but the average person probably only processes 1.5 to 2 liters of air. So there's all this lung possibility that we don't access, and we have to train really hard to get there. With the lung support, we've had swimmers that were training hardcore competitive swimming at high altitude. They train at high altitude because it's actually an advantage when they go somewhere to meet and it's a lower altitude. And they have actually had huge differences in their times. I mean, you know, for a swimmer to take 1.5 seconds off of their lap time in a pool is huge amount of time. And they just immediately can swim a second faster no matter what the stroke is. And I mean, the teams are, they're amazed.
Will it help me with my pickleball?
It's going to help you with your pickleball. I will tell you right now, I have had many people go to Colorado that were so sensitive to altitude that when they get above 8,000 feet, they start getting headaches. They just don't have
fun. That happens to me when
I ski. They get really kind of like a mild form of altitude sickness at a low altitude of only 8,500 feet. So when they take the lung support, they don't have the problem.
So, you know, I just thought of something. So like rhodiola and those things, they adapt to the stress of the environment of the Siberia. By taking adaptogens, I know this is going to sound simplistic to you, but me as a person, as a human being, if I take adaptogens, it helps me to adapt to the stress of my environment, well, like high altitude or my wife yelling at me or whatever, right?
As simplistic as you said that is, it's true. Okay. Exactly true.
So we're running out of time. Is there anything else about adaptogens on your current research that you're working on that you want to share? Or did I leave anything out that you'd like to share with our audience?
Well, I mean, I'm really fond of our kava lift, which I feel is a great formula. It uses a noble kava, Piper Methysticum, in addition to a global resonance adaptogenic formula, okay, along with prebiotic activity for a proper gut signaling, which is GI tract signaling. And it has a great effect on people's mood. You know, it seems to increase the dopamine and serotonin receptivity, dopamine production and serotonin receptivity. It's kind of a good social lubricant. It just makes you feel good. And, you know, in this COVID time, you know, people haven't been able to socialize as much. And, you know, we were on Skype calls and, you know, we're on
it just Zoom. Chills them out.
Everybody just takes down the stress levels. Wow. And kava, our kava lift, we call it kava lift. It's on our site. So kava lift, we have sold so much of that stuff. It's ridiculous. And the thing that's kind of weird about it is that, first of all, kava is a very small amount of terrain on this planet where you can grow kava at all. And so we had to really struggle to get a good source of noble kava. There's noble kava, and then there's what they call two-dai kava, which is a different cultivar. Noble kava was only allowed to be possessed by the nobles of Fiji, Tahiti, Vanuatu, those kind of places in the South Pacific. And so we have a great, great source of noble kava, which I use my skills as a formulator to put into a global resonance formulation, which is amazing. I mean, I tell you right now, I don't think I drink a lot of alcohol, but I drink a lot less alcohol now because I'd rather have the kava.
Wow.
And, you know, like we say,
they say that where kava came from in Fiji, that people use it like we drink martinis. They sit around and drink kava.
I kind of see how that goes. It's a great effect. And, you know, we just say bula and just drink it. Yeah. And the formula is liquid. It mixes instantly and becomes an absolutely great tasting kava drink on the spot. And so I recommend people to, you know, because they're going to get the adaptogens, they're going to get this brain encouragement, they'll have a little more dopamine, they have a little better serotonin receptivity, they're going to feel great. And, you know, it opens the door to find out a little bit about what Sunhorse is about. They can take any of our formulas. Our guarantee goes across every spectrum of our formulas. So, you know, Tom, I super appreciate you having me on.
Sure.
You know, you're a man of great reputation in this industry. You know, I've been around the industry now for a while too. So it's a great honor to be here and talk to your people. And, you know, I'm available. I'm not an unreachable person, you know, so if someone has a question about something, or if they try, you know, with Sunhorse, we have a contact page. And if you contact us on the contact page regarding our product or something, you know, we will get back to you. You know,
Or people can contact me and
yeah,
I can put them in touch with you.
You know, that kind of thing. So it's really
thank
important
you,
to us. Yeah,
thank you very
it.
Much for being here. Thank you for your time. Thank you for all the work you do. I know you've healed many people, helped many people with difficult health situations along the way. And, you know, it's been an honor to be here in Costa Rica with you. And thanks for sharing all this information. The website is, again, sunhorseenergy.com, Dan Moriarty. And, you know, you might want to try some of his products, Fog Cutter, Kava Lift, Ultimate Energy. Try adaptogens. They really do work. They've worked for me, and I know they've worked for others. So, Dan, thanks a million for being here. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
Nutrition Business Today with creator and host Tom Arts. We welcome your feedback. Email us with your comments, questions, and suggestions. NutritionBusinessToday@gmail.com. And if you like the show, please give us a 5-star rating and don't forget to subscribe so you won't miss a single episode. Nutrition Business Today is produced in collaboration with Navigator Digital Media. And I want to thank our staff at Nutrition Business Advisors, especially Petra Lingenbrink, Maggie Filin, Erica Rommel, and Emma Ring. I'm Izzy Davis. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.